We'll start. We're up to a Sif Zayin. Sif Bey Zayin. And the Shulchan Aruch there rules Hamavasho Shlil B'cholov Chayev. Shlil is a fetus you find inside the animal. Not talking about Ben Pakua when it's alive. It's an earlier state. Sometimes they translate Shlil, I've seen it translated embryo, but I don't know the science. I think an embryo is an even earlier stage. So even if it's a fetus, a vashal fetus, b'cholov, your chayv, bishul basu cholov, v'cheina ochlo, likewise, if you eat, it's considered meat. Where does this come from? This is a Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Beis in the second source. It's one of the different things that's learned out from the phrase, lo sevasha gadiba chalev mo, discussed a number of times. That are a number of things which are included based on the use of those words, a number of things that are excluded based on the use of those words. So it says, Omar Shmuel and Kufi Gimel Beis, source 2, Omar Shmuel, Gidi l'rabo ses ha-chelev. The chelev, we talked about that. Gidi l'rabo ses ha-meso. Okay, and also Gidi l'rabo ses ha-shlil, a special inclusion to let you know that the shlil is also included. Gidi l'rabo ses ha-shlil. That's three things we learn. The Gemara continues, Gedi lahotzi es hadam. Okay, if you eat the dam with cholov, that's not basu v'cholov. You know, dam is part of the animal, it's not considered meat, it's not basu v'cholov. Okay, Gedi lahotzi es ha-shilyo, shilyo not to be confused with shlil, shilyo is the placenta. You know, it's the sac in which the embryo and the fetus develop. So shilyo is placenta, that's not included, Gedi lahotzi es ha-tmeya. So that's the Gemara Chulin learns different things out. The Rambam tells us in Maseches Zvachim, in the Perish on Mishnah, for those who are not familiar, it just tells us what's what. Paragimel Mishnah Hey in Maseches Zvachim, so the Rambam there, the Perish on Mishnah tells us, Ushlil hi ha'ubor ha'nimtza begufo b'mesh lifnei shomuzel. The shlil means the uber, the fetus, before it's fully developed. So again, nothing to do with Ben Pakua. And Shulya, he spells it with a hey, by us it's spelled with an aleph, but again, hanartik, hamisava la uber besocha guv. Shulya is a sac or something, the embryo, the membrane that develops around, not the embryo, the membrane develops around the embryo when it's inside. So we call it the placenta. So there's two different things. Shulil is considered, the fetus itself is considered like meat for basu b'chalav purposes, and the Shulya is not. The Meiri points out in his commentary on Gemara Chulin, that daf kufi gimel beis shalil iser basu norba bein b'shuvu bein b'chachilaso. This means it's a straight daraisa. Okay, it's a chila, it's bishul. That's the shalil. So the question is, well, why would we think otherwise? I mean, you know, the shalil is inside. What else would it be? Why do you have to have almost a special ribui? The Gemara learns that as a ribui gedil l'rabos is a shalil. Okay. Each of the other things, sometimes we can figure out what is it, you know, maybe it's different. Maybe the chalev is also, anyway, the other things you can figure out why the others might be excluded in this special ribui. But why would the shlil, which again, which is developing embryo, developing fetus inside the mother, why would that not be considered basar? So the Chasam Sofer, in his Chedushim, on that daf and chulin, kufi gimel beis, so it's 5, says, l'rabos, so shlil refers to another gemara, okay? He mentions that he's bothered by the fact that the Gemara later seems to say shlil lo tzarech kwa degidim al yehu. Right, shlil, you don't need a special ribui for shlil, it's a regular animal. I mean, it's an early stage of development, it's a regular animal, why in the world would it not be meat? So actually, the Chasam is pointing out to Machlokas. This Gemara in Kufi Gimel Beis says that the shlil is usur to Mashal Cholov because of the it's usur because you have a special ribui. Okay, but there's a Gemara later that doesn't need a ribui. It doesn't need a special ribui. Gedima, it's a regular gedi. So he says near the Talib Plukta Leel Ayin Dalam Beis. He refers to a Gemara on Ayin Dalam Beis. So I looked it up there and I printed it here in source number 6. The Gemara earlier in Chulin, it's not in our parak, it's a previous parak on Ayin Dalam Beis. It's talking about the mitzvah of Peter Chamor. It's not a mitzvah that comes up terribly often, although somebody I know was wanting to do the mitzvah of Peter Chamor. So there's a place up in the mountain someplace, he acquired a donkey. But the donkey was pregnant and was hoping to do the mitzvah of Peter Chamor, but then the donkey had a girl. It was a female baby. So, but anyway, Peter Chamor, so you know, that was another pasuk in Parshas Bo. O Peter Chamor, tifde b'seh. How do you redeem a Peter Chamor? In effect, you exchange it for a seh. OK? Okay, Petach Hamor, Tifdeh B'Seh. Every once in a while, they find that I have a Petach Hamor. There's a whole ceremony in Eretz Yisrael. I remember reading somewhere, somebody wrote it up, they had it in Yerushalayim somewhere, a whole ceremony, thousands of people came, you know, it's not a big thing. You get a coin, and you exchange it for the Seh, and that's it. So, like, okay, it was over pretty quickly, and the question was, like, you know, what do you wish everybody? It's a mazel tov? It's not a mazel tov, you know, it's like, not a, what exactly do you wish people after the ceremony of Petach Hamor? So we didn't conclude it. Tiskel mitzvahs, right? We should have more mitzvahs. Anyway, so that's Petach Hamor to the David says. So the Gemara says that Ayin Dalet Beis in the, in Chulin 6, Ibailu, Mao Liftos Beben Pakua. Can the set used to redeem the donkey, can that be a Ben Pakua? That's the Gemara's question. As we're talking about a Ben Pakuas, they say, Mao Liftos, as Rashi explains in 7, Mao Liftos, Petach Hamor, firstborn Hamor, can you be poded with using a set? Can't take Petach Hamor to Deva Set, can the set be a Ben Pakua? So Gemara says, again, it's Ayin Dalet Beis in Surah 6. Elu do Meir Lo Tibolach, the Kevin Amar told Shechita Samaeli. Maybe we had that machlokas. We spoke about Ben Pakua already. So one opinion is Ben Pakua requires Shechita, so it's a regular set. So what's the shah? There's no shah whatsoever. Of course you can use a Ben Pakua. It's a set in every respect. It's a set for all halachic purposes, including for Shechita. So it's a set for Pinyon Petach Hamor purposes also. However, Ki Tibolach Elu do Abonam, Damer Shechita's Imam Taroso. We learned that according to Rabbanan that the Ben Pakua doesn't need its own Shechita because it's included already in the mother Shechita. Right? That was what we talked about with regards to Marasayin and so on. But technically speaking, strictly speaking, the Ben Pakua doesn't need its own Shechita because Shechita is Imotaroso. Then my Kevin da Amrina and Shechitas Imo Mitaroso Kibisa B'dikulo Hava. Do we say that because once we paskin like the Rabbanan and Shechitas Imo Taroso, so then it's like meat, even though it's alive, but it's like meat in a store, meat in a, you know, in a bucket, okay, in a pot. But the coolest, I already like meat in a pot. It's not you can't use for Petach Hamor Tifdeh B'Seh. You can't take a cooked piece of steak and just you exchange that for the Petach Hamor. It has to be a regular set. So according to the Chachamim, that they consider in a certain sense. Well, we had the Chakir. Remember, we had the Chakir. We had an angle. Chakir was, do we say that a Ben Pakua is already considered Shechter or does not need to be Shechter? Remember, I mentioned that, right? It does Ben Pakua, we assume it doesn't need Shechter. Not that it was Shechter, it doesn't need Shechter. Or no, it's already considered Shechter. So we had some left communities. But anyway, either way, do we say it's commissioned to go, oh, Dilma came on the right vessel? The right boss, he's Sekarina Bed. No, we say since it moves around, you know, runs around, like I said, it's like a regular set. So Marzutra, my ain't Poden, Ravashi, I'm a Poden. So my chok is Marzutra, Ravashi. So Chassam Sofer by us and Kuf Yud Gimel, regarding the Shlil, and whether that's going to need a special rib or not, sends us to this Gemara. What's he driving at? Okay? Again, look at Rashi quickly. Rashi in 7, Kibisa B'dikula, Tan B'choris, Ein Podim B'shkuta. You can't use for Pidyon Petach Hamor purposes already your Shechted animal. So is that what the Ben Pakua is? In any event, Chassam Sofer presumably means that the Machlokas revolves around what's the definition of a Seh? Okay, what's the definition of a Seh? Look at the second side. We say, O Dilma Kevan D'Rohit V'Ozil. Right, it's moving around. It's up and around. It's bouncing around. Right vazo. It hops around. It's moving. Is that what defines a set? Okay. Well, if that's the case, okay. So then, if we say that the definition of a set, the reason why the Ben Pakua cannot be used, okay, is because the reason if we want to say it, the reason the Ben Pakua can be used as the set for the pidyon Petach Hamor, it's because it's defined in the set. Good, it's already shechted. Whichever side of the chakira, or you're saying you want to say, it already doesn't need shechita, it's already shechted, but still, it's moving around, and that's enough to qualify it as a set. If that's what you look to towards your definition of what is a set, so then you can argue that a shlil, right, a ruber, is not going to qualify as a set, okay, because it's not moving around. Okay, it's not moving around. And therefore, maybe it doesn't have the status of a gedi, so to speak. It doesn't have the status of a gedi, right? That could be, and therefore, you don't need a special riboy to Larabos or to, you know, okay. Therefore, you wouldn't eat it. It doesn't qualify as a said. Therefore, you might have thought it doesn't qualify as a gedi for the purpose of lo savash gedi chalav bas chalav either. Therefore, you need a special ribui gedi lerabos es hashlil. Okay. On the other hand, if you say the other side, okay, if you say the other side that the shlil is as an therefore kamash alon, they need a ribui. On the other hand, if you say like the other side of this machlok, it's like no, it's got nothing to do with the running around. Okay, it's got nothing to do with that. So therefore, there's no reason to think a shlil is any different than the other part of the animal. So about its boser, and you don't need any ribui. You hear the chassam sofer is trying to say, go over again. Well, what's the chassam sofer's kasha? The Gemara has a ribui. The rabbi says a shlil, that's included as meat for basar b'chalav purposes. The fetus, the uber, the embryo inside the, again, not ben pakua. It's not alive. It's not not developed. It's in the partial stages of development, right? And so the Rambam's lashon was in the parashah Mishnayos and Zvachim, shlil hu ha'ubanim in the 4 and 3, shlil hu ha'ubanim to aguf ha'bema lifnei shalmuso, before it's developed, right? Okay, so what do you need a special riboy l'rabbos hashlil? That's meat. Why would I think otherwise? So some sofer points out, well, first of all, there's a gemara later which taka says you wouldn't think otherwise. You don't need a special riboy, but it's meat. But this Gemara obviously said Kufid Gimel assumed that he would have thought otherwise. That's why you have to have a special ribui to include it. So some sofer says you can solve it by looking at that Gemara Dafai and Dalad, which says that there's a question of how do we define a set for the purposes of Pidyon Petach Hamor. Okay, and there's one opinion that if the animal's jumping around, that's already called a set. It's already called a set. That's the case. It's already called a set. So it'll already be called a Gedito for the purpose of Osvash Gubichalimo Take. If the animal moves around, and you say that's what defines it as a set, so that's what defines it as a gedi also, so you wouldn't need a lo sasha gedi b'chalimo, about it would include that as well. Okay, that's how he says it. And if his definition says moving around, that would exclude, again, if the definition is moving around, so it would exclude a shlil which is not moving anywhere, right? In other words, the fetus inside the mother is not moving anywhere. In other words, in order to qualify as a set, it has to be something that moves around. Okay, so in order to find is a gedi that certainly moves around, and a shlil isn't moving anywhere, so therefore I might come to the logical conclusion that just as it's not considered a set for the purpose of pidyon petach mor, it's not going to be considered a gedi for the purpose of lo savash gedi b'chalav imo, and therefore maybe it's not included as meat for bas b'chalav purposes. Kamash malon, that's why we have the ribui gedi l'rabos hashlil. Again, exeres hakosel, no, gedi is included, shlil is included, gedi encompasses the shlil as well. Whereas we hold the other way, that it's got nothing to do with moving around. So good, this shlil is moving around, but it's going to be qualified as meat anyway. It doesn't have to be moving around. You don't need a special reboot. Okay, that's the sum sober. Good? Okay, let's go on to something else. The next issue, that's the beginning of Siv Zayin. So again, we saw the Gemara that said that the difference between the shlil and the shilya. Shilya is the placenta. So the Shulchan Aruch rules in the next part of Siv Zayin, source 8, Aval Avashel Shilya. Okay, or begidim v'atzamos v'ikre karnayim utlofim arachem meaning in milk potter v'in ocham potter. It's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch comes back now defining meat. Now we had that already, but now defining meat. What about these extraneous parts of the animal? Okay, not really part of the main body of the animal, the placenta when it's pregnant, or the skin, or sinews, or certain, the bones, horns. The parts of the foot and so on and so forth. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in those situations, you're potter. Okay, you're potter. Okay? And for cooking that milk. That's not considered meat in the fullest sense of the word, even though it's part of the animal, but there, I don't want to call it extraneous exactly, but I don't know, secondary or what the right word is, but it's not really part of the meat of the animal. All these things, if you cook those things in milk, I don't know if you'd want to, but if you do, you wouldn't be violating Bishul, and if you ate them, you wouldn't violate Isser of Achila or Basar Chalav. This again is learned from the Gemara Chulin, source number 9, okay, on Kuf Yud Dalam and Aleph. Again, Kuf Yud Gimel based back in source 2, it excluded Shilya. But then the Gemara goes on, and Kuf Yud Dalam and Aleph mentions the 9, Ha'atzamos, Va'agidim, Va'akarnayim, Va'atlofim, Shabishul and Bechalav, Potter. Okay, it's an open Gemara on Kuf Yud Dalam and Aleph. So you put the Shulchan Aruch lumps them together, lumps Shilya, which is mentioned on Kufi Gimel base from a special miyud gedila otzias hashilya. Okay, so lumps the Shulchan Aruch lumps them together. The atzamos given, so on and so forth. Okay, the Rambam, Perek Tes, Hilchos Machalos Asuros, Halacha Zayin, Take a look at the Rambam writes, Havashal Shlul B'cholov Chayel. Chayin Ochol. That's Shlil. So that's the fetus that we talked about. You're Chayel for Bishul, you're Chayel for Inyan. Havashal Shilya. O or, Begidin, Ratzomos, Yikarkarayim, Utlof Arach, B'cholov Potter. Chayin Ochon Potter. Okay? Just a moment. The Magid Mishnah on that Rambam, Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin, Hilchos Machos and Suras. So first, I'm a Vashel Shlul B'chol B'chayav. That's because Gedila was a Shlul. Vashel Shluya, Gedila Hotzei Sa Shluya. And the Brisa adds that someone's Gidim Kanaim Tlof and Sipurim Bishon B'chol. It's interesting. The text of the Brisa, if you take a look in Source 9, that's what the Magid Mishnah points. It doesn't mention or. The Brisa, the Gemara doesn't mention or at all. It doesn't mention it with Shilya. It mentions Shilya separately on Kufi Gimel, like I told you, back in Source 2. And it mentions Atzamos, Gidim, Kalayim, and Tlofim together in Kufi, on Kufi Dalam and Al. It doesn't mention or. And the Magid Mishnah says, Hu Adin Vade L'Or. It includes or as well. It includes or. All right. That's how we know. Good. Now, so Shulchan Aruch rules again on Lachos Zayin. That all these, again, I don't know what the right word is. Extraneous, secondary. It's not part of the meat, right? What would you call it? The placenta, the skin, the horns. You know, huh?
Incest.
That's right, not exactly right. I don't know. It's part of the animal, but it's not, I don't know, secondary maybe. But all these things, it says that it's, the Shulchan Aruch says in all these cases, that the din is that it's potter. The Shach is quick to point out, it's in Kotn Chav Beis, Ahachinami Isurim Ya'ika. But there's still an Isser. Okay, I mean, that's Potter Valoser, right? It's Potter, it's not considered meat or Isa, but it would definitely be Osir. So claims the Shach in Sivkotin Chav Beis. Okay? And the truth is, all the language is Potter. That's why the Rambam also says the language is Potter and so on. And that's what Shach says. Hachanami Yisura Miyayika. So the Prima Gadim in the Sifsei Das on that Shach in Sivkot Nechof Beis writes, "Who brays from that? Umashma vaday de bachila osu do abonim al koponim." This listen to do abonim. But then he says, "So Ayin Milchus Yaakov." We'll come back to this. Okay, he wants to clarify the different type of atzamos, different types of bones. Okay, he talks about a case which we'll come back to at the end of the shiur. Nimtza etzem cholob is what Michael cholob. I saw that Shemayam Moch had a funny case where they found that a vat of milk, okay, there was an animal bone, okay, in the vat of the milk. And the question was, now was there Moch? Moch is marrow. Was there marrow, which is meat, inside the bone that kind of now it's empty? It was an empty bone. It was like a hollowed out bone, like they sometimes give you for chomp, you know, the hollowed out bone, something on it. But, I don't know, they sell those now, right? That's scandalous, I think. It's garbage. Well, you know, I know, it's, you can buy a thing of bones. Like, what? Anyway, I think they used to give them away. And they realized, okay, but people buy them. All right. Also silly. What do you need to buy a shank bone and pay some more? All right. Also, you can buy the 10... Huh? The 10 breadcrumbs. You know, you can buy that too. You see those? You can buy a little bit. That I understand because you don't want to spill over the place. Okay, I can hear it. How lazy are you? Got to buy the 10 ready-made things to put out. Oh well. All right. Anyway, I mean, now the invention I do like is the candle for Yach Nahas. You ever see that? The two-wicked candle. That I thought was a good thing. Okay. You know what I'm talking about? The Motzoi on Yontif. The Shabbos goes into Yontif. So you have to say the Kiddush is Yach Nahas, right? You have to make Havdalah. So what do you make Havdalah? So to put to use by Havdalah, we have for Bar Mareish, the Nun of Yach Nahas, right? Yayin Kiddush in there, Bar Mareish. Usually for Bar Mareish, we have a candle that's several weeks together, at least 2 weeks together, right? Regular Matzah Shabbos. Then this Saturday night, if you don't have Havdalah candles, you hold two things together. Now it's allowed on Yontif to put the two things together to create a fire, it's a more existing flame. Problem is pulling them apart, is that Mechaber? And that's also on Yontif. So therefore, they usually tell you, Yontif night, we make Kiddush, and it's Yontif night, hold the, you know, don't put them, hold them close to each other, but not the create a fire. That's what some people recommend. So they developed a little candle. It looks like a regular white Shabbos candle, but it has two wicks. So you use that, they call it the Yatmahas candle. I thought it was a, last year while you had the Shavuos, I spoke at the Shavuos the weekend that they have. So it was Motzei Shabbos with Shavuos. So I brought the candle with me. So I was like, the debating what to do. So I said, here, I brought one. Anyway. All right, be that as it may, bones, they found the bone in this thing of milk. That's the Prima Gordon was discussing this case. It was a suffix with it was marrow in it, and then the Milchus Yaakov, the Torah Shalom was machmer, and all the basically it was make. We'll come back to that. But he said, a Milchus Yaakov kosav, that there's a difference between atzomos harakim, are they soft bones or hard bones? There's a difference. Are they dried out bones or are they softer bones? I mean, sometimes people, I know myself, sometimes you get chicken. And you chew the bone. No, there's a little flavor inside, right? But it's soft. Let's eat a yili poke or chicken wings, right? At Flegel's. So you eat the, you know, people chew on the wings because it's flavored. Those are soft. On the other hand, sometimes you get a, you know, the bones that have been lying around for a while, like those bones they sell to the children, they can't bite them to break your teeth, right? So the Prima Gordon here, the name of these achronim is mechalik between different types of bones, okay? You mechalik between, he's mechalik between bones that are soft and the bones that are hard, okay, and so he says bones that are hard, okay, there is where the nisud rabbanon, but soft bones, okay, that may be also daraisa. You know, that which we said it's tzomos and so on and so forth are potter, and potter alosud rabbanon here. The Prima Gordon says that may be different between what soft bones or hard bones, okay, because it says. Atzomos harakin asurim afu atzomos. If they're very soft, then the bones themselves are also. Okay? And he tells you, look in Simon Tzadi test, and he says, v'lo avinosi, the kan mashma that atzomos hakoshim nami osu chosmach basmach drabonon. Okay? He says, oh, here it's atzomos drabonon. He says a little bit of a steer. Let's see what he means. Okay? The Prima Gordon here, in Simon Pei Zayin, in Kort and Chof Beis, and Sifsei Das, is on the shock, is pointing out a little bit of a steer. Because atzomos kosher only drabbanon, atzomos rachim can we assume even the raisa, okay? And yet they're nobody's mechalik. Here in Peizan they're not mechalik, and this leads us to again all it says in the Shulchan Aruch is back in eight, right? The beginning of Zayin, avashel shulya or beginning of atzomos is potter, meaning potter the raisa and also drabbanon, and it just said potter. That's it. So sounds like bein rachim bein kashin. Except unless, says the Prima Gordon, unless you want to say, take a look, you have to see eight inside, the word harakim at the end of that sentence, is that going all the way back to modify atzomos also? It says, klof marakim. Does the word rakim go all the way back? If so, then there's no steer, right? Then you can say, there's a difference between soft, and our Shulchan Aruch here is talking about that the rakim are one second, no, the other way around, just a second. Just a minute. Yeah, that the rachim are, I'm sorry, I said it wrong, just a moment. Just a moment. Could be we're trying to catch or not. So there are really three things, if it's hard or if it's soft and if there's marrow inside. Okay, the marrow is for sure, that's an issue deraisa, that's mamish bosa. See, it looks like a little bit of a steer. That's what the Prima Gordon is pointing out. One second. Again, he wants to say that maybe the word rachim is modifying gidim, so that gidim kashim, I'm sorry, that's, I'm modifying that's almost kashim, are also mutter altogether. One second. I'll show you what's around. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm clarifying. Okay, once the Atzamos, what's the situation? Again, the Shulchan Aruch simply says in Siv Zayin, right, Avavashel and so on, or Gidu Atzamos and so on, is potter. You put it in milk, it's potter. Okay, but it's also, that's what Shach points out, but it's also, there's still an issue to eat it. What are you eating exactly? That's the difference. What are you eating? You're eating the milk, right? You're going to drink, you put these Atzamos in milk, and now you want to drink the milk. So the idea is that the, what the Prima Gadim seems to say is that when it talks about hard or you know, dried out bones, so the bones themselves, fine, they're also the Rabbanim, but the milk is going to be kosher, okay, because those bones aren't really basar. But at Somos Rakim, the milk and the Atzamos are going to be asr. The milk and the are going to be asr. And that seems to, that's what it looks like. Let's see the Simon Sadi test. You'll see what I'm saying. Again, the Prima Gadim is saying that it's a lo avinosi, the kan mashma that somos hakashim nami asur mebosu becholam midrabanam. Even hard bones together with milk is also midrabanam mebosu becholam, including the cholam. It's also el posu becholam drabanam. The bones themselves are for sure asur, else nothing to do with milk, right? They come from the animal, they're asur. But the question is, what about posu becholam? So the Shulchan Aruch by us seems to say it doesn't matter. So hard bones or soft bones, if you mix them with milk, there's an isur drabanam or posu becholam. All right? That's the point. That's how it goes. Again, say it again. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hamavashel Atzamos, for our purposes. Atzamos, milk, your potter. Potter, the Rishach says, also Rabbanon, to eat it or to consume that milk. It's Basu B'chalav, Mid Rabbanon. All right? That's he says, Isur Mi'iko. All right? But the Prima Gadim is Mechalik, and he says that doesn't seem automatically true. It seems that Atzamos, which are dried out, there's no Basu B'chalav Rabbanon there. Right, they're flavorless, they're dried out, there's no basar b'chol drabanan there, it's only by the rakim, only by the softer ones. And yet here it's mashma, that's what he says, lo avinosi, the second last line of 13. The kan mashma dat samos akashim gamkein, nami osim basar b'chol drabanan. Okay, unless you want to say, the Shulchan Aruch, when it says rakim, or osim drabanan, the word rakim, which appears later in the line, look at source 8, reflects back, modifies back on the word at samos too, then okay. All right, then I understand it. But he says Zaino doesn't not mashma that way. And he says it's Archeon. Like the Gemara also doesn't make such a distinction. So let's see what he's talking about in the other Simon. Take a look in Simon Tzadi Test. We heard there in the beginning of Hilchos Taruvos, Sif Ala. Chatichas Nevela, 14. Chatichas Nevela. Sheyesh bo basar ve'atzamos. Shenofel kederis heter. You have a piece of meat on a bone. Okay, a T-bone steak or whatever. You have a piece of meat on a bone that falls into a keder of heter meat. Again, that's in Hilchos Taruvos. It's talking about treif meat. Okay, not basar b'chalav. A piece of non-kosher meat, but it's on the bone. And now we got to figure out the magic number, shishim. Okay, it's a shishim. So listen to this. Atzamos ha'iser mitstarfim ima heter levata la'iser. When you're assessing the shishim, you assess shishim against the non-kosher meat. The bone of the non-kosher meat that's attached to this meat can count towards the 60. It can be mitzaref with the heter meat to bring it a shishim. Okay, the bone, that's what it says. Okay, it says, atzamos ha'isur mitzarefim a heter vato isur. Okay, and of course, ain't tzarech lomar, atzamos ha'heter mitzarefim a heter. Obviously, the kosher meat that's in there, some of the bones, those bones count also, that's for sure. Avo hamoch sheba atzamos Isur, mitzvah from Isur. But the marrow that's inside, that counts with the non-kosher meat. That's meat. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tzadi Tes. All right, we goof on there. Enem mitzvah is fine. I said, Did some disagree and say, no, you cannot be mitzvah if you can't take the bones of the Isur and say that counts towards the heter to bring it to the magic number of 60. And yeah, the makom hefsi yeshizma kilomatir kicheniker. That's the din. Okay? Now, what's the issue here? So the Shach in Sukkot now, for instance, that it says that it's actually machok yishomim, and he says, the Ran Pergirosha says, the hatsomos harakos mitstarfin iser mitbein mokshabahem. Okay? Umachmas rachuson sheyetze lachos. And if they're soft, they're also mistarif to the Isser because juice, liquid, will ooze out. Fluid will come out. Gravy will come out. And that's fleshing. When the bones are soft, again, think yourself, picture yourself, you know, sucking out a bone or chewing a chicken bone. There's flavor inside. So therefore, when we're to, says the Shach, when we're talking about soft, so we're afraid yetilachos. Avalatzamos yevashim, but they're totally dried out bones. Oh, klipos shel beitz and eggshells. Ukai gavna afos and shel iser mitzarfen levad telo iser. Okay. V'chein das is heter and so on. So basically, you could we have. And the point is that you look carefully in Siman Tzadik Tes, and this is what the Prima Gaon is getting at. Over there, it says that the atzamos of the Isser are mitzaref to the heter. Okay, that sounds like that's not going to call meat at all. That's not called meat. Otherwise, how could it be mitzaref? How could the bones? The bones are separate. In fact, it's so separate that these bones, even though it's part of the Isser meat, are mitzaref to the heter to bring it to number 60. That's how, quote-unquote, non-treif these bones are. The bones are simply not part of the equation. Either way, but they can be used to bring the tishishim together with the rest of the meat in the pot, the kosher meat in the pot. But the people said, but that's against our Gemara said, our Shulchan Aruch rather said, and here in Pesayim, said, with the shachs of cotton olive, not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to eat them. So why? How can they be mitztarif? Lehetiv, you're not allowed to eat them. Right, that's what the Shach said. He said, Yisura Mi'ika, it's putter, but you're not allowed to eat. Okay, for Bas V'Cholav purposes, if you cook these bones in milk, it's considered Bas V'Cholav Rabbanon. So how could you then turn around and say, yeah, but these same bones, they can count, they're so removed from the Yisr, that they can count towards the Heter and bring you to Shishan. How could it be? You understand the Kasha? How could it be? So the answer could be, well, we're talking about dry bones and soft bones. That's basically what comes out. Are we talking about dry bones and soft bones? Okay? If we're talking about dry bones, okay, it's almost, if we're talking about, that could be the chilek. Okay? That'll solve the stira. Okay? That's what the Prima Gaon seems to get at. Okay? If we're talking about soft bones, so that's the Gemara by us. That's the sugya by us. Only talking about soft bones. And there, we're concerned, and therefore it's meat for bas v'chalav purpose on a drabana level. Whereas in Tzadik Tes, it's talking about dry bones, which are not meat in any way, shape, or form, and that's how you can resolve the steer, right? That's the program says over there. Over here, we're talking about soft bones. Here in Pezayin, we're talking about soft bones. So soft bones is taka asar eating drabanan, bas v'chalav drabanan. And whereas over there, it's talking about dried out bones. Okay, and dried out bones is not considered meat at all, and they could even be mitzar for the heter meat to bring it to shishim. Again, that's definitely one way to resolve the issue. The problem is that our Shulchan Aruch, who says by us, we're talking only about soft bones, doesn't say that anywhere. That's the Pugonah's problem. It doesn't say anywhere that in our Siman Peizayin, we're only talking about soft bones. It's a nice way to resolve the theory, except that doesn't say it. Sounds from our Shulchan Aruch here in Peizayin that we're talking about both soft and hard bones, and there was Satim and Rabbanan, which brings us back to our question. There was Satim and Rabbanan. So how can we mitzarev in Siman Tzadi Tes? How can we mitzarev to the Heter? If it's also Rabbanan to eat, how can we possibly mitzarev to the Heter to bring it to Shishan? You understand? So again, you could say that, no, in our Shulchan Aruch too, the word rakin modifies atzamos as well. So therefore, we're only talking about soft bones here too. You could say that, but the Prima Gaon doesn't think that's the case. And it doesn't look like that in the Gemara either. The Prima Gaon doesn't think that's the case. He says, Ze'eno, and he says the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Yudala does not mention it, just mentions bones, doesn't mention soft. Someone should have said it. Doesn't say it. You hear? So again, according to what the Shach says, you could in Siman Tzadik Tes of Cotton Aleph, he says that the atzomos rakos are mitzdarf in l'isr because of the flavor, the liquid that's inside. She yetze lechus, right? The lachos, the lechus, the ooze will ooze out. Some of the flavor will ooze out. Good. So therefore, it's not mitzdarf, and therefore it would also be buster for bas v'chalav purposes. Masheno came, if they're all dried out, so then even though it came from an osir animal, it's mitzaref levata l'isir. So, again, we're stuck a little bit with the stira, unless you want to say the difference between soft and hard. But it's still a stira, again, it's a stira according to the other way. All right? So, and that's what the Prima Gaon is driving at. So the answer made to that may be based upon something else. So understand the kasha? Okay, the stira. You saw the stira? Yes? You got the stira? So again, you can answer the stira by distinguishing soft and hard, but the Prima Gaon said it doesn't look like that. It doesn't look like we're only talking about soft bones here. So there's another way to answer it. And that is based on a brisa later. Kuf Chaf Meral, it says Tanan Hosam, but it's actually a brisa, not a Mishnah. Tanan Hosam, okay. Hikfa Es Adam Ba'achor. A guy either froze or hardened blood and ate it. Doesn't sound especially appetizing, but okay, that's what he did. Okay. Hikfa Es Adam. He somehow congealed Dam, and he ate it that way. All right, maybe he's a vampire. I don't know. Whatever he is, he likes to eat blood. He had a popsicle of blood, whatever it was. He hardened it. Doesn't sound that very appetizing. Okay, congealed. So, O Shehimcha is a chelev agama. Or he did the opposite, took chelev, which is more solid, and he melted it and swallowed it. Melted it down and swallowed it. That I can see. Okay, chayev. Chayev. So, Gemara says, Bishloma hikva is hadama achlo. Here we're introduced to something called achshave. I have given it importance. I've given it a status. Okay? He says, when it comes to dam, if I go ahead to take the trouble to congeal it, harden it, freeze it, whatever, so that shows that I can, and I'm going to eat it, what does that show? That I consider it food. Okay, that's what achshave means. This guy considers it food. He went to the trouble to make it in a way that he can eat it. So that shows that he is machshev, this item. He's machshev, this. He considers it food. Achshave. That's the term achshave means. It comes up in Erev Halacha. Okay. So that we understand why he's chayev, because of achshave. That's the Gemara. Okay. Elos continues the Gemara. It's on Kuf Chof Mun Aleph. Okay. Rashi, by the way, translates hikfo, hikrisho gabe or. You harden it through fire. However you harden it. Okay. Anyway, so you took that with dam and you ate it. So that's your chayav. So Bishol, I understand hikvaz of achos as the gemara came with the akve achshuve achshuve. Elohim ches achel v'gamo achil ksivbe v'olav achili. What is this? Well, that's not achil. It says kochel. It's a chilev. It's a form that it's achilev. Not allowed to eat chilev. It's achilev. So I melted it down. I drank it. I didn't eat it. It wasn't a type of achila. Okay. So why am I chayev? I understand. I'm chayev the other way because even though it's not really edible, but I made it edible, so now I'm chayev. But here the other way around, I took something edible, I liquefied it, and the Torah has the lashon of chelev by chelev of kol chelev chodam lo so chelev. I had to eat it. So now I didn't eat it. I just drank it. So I'm very shlokish. Omarquan Nefesh Rabbah Sashosa. Oh, we have a limud. The Shosa drinking it is also the Rabbah Sashosa. Okay? And the Rashi explains what it means. V'nichsiv v'nichsa nefesh by Chelev. It says v'nichsa nefesh. Nefesh mashma kol dover shem yashem daito shalom afil shosa. Anything which gives a person that physical pleasure, but it's eating or drinking, whichever way. You have a special limud. Sometimes the word nefesh means what you desire. Like in the next week said, Avram says to the people of Rechais and Ephron, Yeshus Nafshechem, you have a desire to help me find a burial plot for my wife, so give me a touch with Ephron. Anyway, in Yeshus Nafshechem, so Lushan Tile, of course, Lushan Nefesh. Anyway, bottom line is there is this. So that's why it's also even if you drink it. But what I'm interested in right now is the notion of achshavei, that a person can, something which is not ordinarily considered food, but your act considers it, your act considers it achshavei. It considers it now food. All right? We'll come back to this. We see such a concept in the Gemara Pesachim, okay, as well, Chof Alf Abeis, with regards to Chometz on Pesach. Chometz on Pesach, 18. The Gemara says in Pesachim Chav Bezim Bezim. Gemara says, Amar Rava, Chorcho, Kodim Zmano, you grind up, you just burn up, Chametz, Kodim Zmano, so Mutter Bahano, Afilu Lacha Zmano. The Chametz that was, then Chametz, you took it, you burnt it up, made it to ashes. Once Pesach arrives, now there's no Isra Hano. Yeah, chametz on Pesach is also bano, but this isn't chametz anymore. Okay, because chorcho kodesh mano. If lachas mano, different story. But chorcho kodesh mano is mutter bahano. Okay, mutter bahano. Now I need it. Okay, but it's mutter b'hanav. That's what comes out in this sugya in number 18. Okay, well, that's the question. What about achil? I shouldn't say it's automatic. That's the machlokes rishonim. But here, what happened? You burnt up chametz. Now it's just burnt to crumbs or whatever. So according to this gemara. That's the more you crushed up or burnt up chametz. That's not called chametz. Again, chametz on Pesach is for sure sabana, but it's not really chametz anymore. So the Ran on the Rif from Sachem Hayim and Beis in the page of Rif 19 writes, Chorcho korizmano mutar banon asach. It's a pirish. Kigon shechorcho, you ground it so much up, burnt it. Right? Keep saying ground, but burnt. You burnt it to a crisp. Ad she'ein hakelev yachol ochol. It's nifsal me'achilas hakelev. A dog wouldn't eat it. A dog wouldn't consider this chametz. It's just ashes. Okay? The lavochi, because it's not, you didn't go that far, you didn't burn it that much. The lavochi, I'm reading a parakeet over in the Memeh of Beis, hapas she'ifsha, the nifsal me'achol. Let's say you have bread that's spoiled. It's not a Pesach now. Bread spoiled. It became stale. Okay? And nifsal me'achol adam. No person ate this. It's moldy. It's hard. It's stale. Okay, moldy. Okay, the person would need it. Still, kevan shiru uyo lechol akela tzrichavir. For Pesach purposes, it has to be nifsal mechilas akela. It's not enough that it's nifsal mechilas adam. We'll see why later. It has to be nifsal mechilas akela. Even though no person would eat this bread anymore because it's stale, it's moldy, and so on. You wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't eat it, but the dog would. You still have to get rid of it. Okay. Now. Udamrina continues the Ran. Udamrina mutarban also medino dafil b'achila nami shari. That which we said, charcho, you burnt it up to this extent. It's mutarbana. It should be mutarbachila as well on Pesach. Kevan sheyotza mitoras pas kodem sheyachol bo isur chometz. Okay. The Ran says you're even allowed to eat this. I don't really want to, but it's burnt up bread. You're even allowed to eat on Pesach. Because there's no, it's not bread. It's ashes. It's garbage. It's whatever. It's like eating paper. Whatever. It's not chametz. And look at his language again. Kevan sheyotzo mitoras pas kodem sheyochol bo isur chametz. There's no isur chametz. It was done again. Remember, this burning was done before Pesach. We're not talking about if the guy took chametz on Pesach bread, and then it was very chal shame chametz on his bread. We're talking about before Pesach. Before Pesach, we burnt this up. He had some breadcrumb ashes in his fireplace. Okay. I mean, today we'd never hear such a thing. You can't have any, Somebody my show once pointed out, say the Kol Chamir V'Chamirin, we say that all the chametz should be like Afadara. I would say the chametz should be, all chametz should be both like Afadara, right? It should be like the dust of the, it should be like dust. Except for the previous 3 weeks, okay, every person who cleans the house takes every Afadara and makes like chametz. Assumes that every piece of dust is chametz. You know, we go overboard and clean the house, we eliminate every possible piece of dust, because maybe every dust is chametz. Now in our case, we turn around and say, every piece of chametz should be like dust. Anyway, the point being that, but in the Ran's time, he said, you can go ahead and actually eat this. You can actually go ahead and eat this, because Yotzo mi Torah's pas, Shkodah Jobo is a chametz. Elo, fi shein derech achil b'lechem, chorof, no kalushin the mutar b'hanah. So why did the Gemara say mutar b'hanah? Okay, look back in the Gemara Pesachim, in source 18. Omar Rava, Chorcho, Chorzman, Mutu Bahano. Why not tell me it's Mutu Bahchila? Why the Gemara says Mutu Bahano? Why the Gemara says Mutu Bahchila also? He said, yeah, because no one eats it. It's not normal to eat it. So therefore, not Kavish, not the Mutu Bahano. But the Filo Ochel, La Bahchila, it's not really Achila, it's not really food. So it's a type of Hano. But again, of course, he said, Vidafka Shechor, Chorzman, Balach, Chorzman, Lo Pok, Yisura. Okay, this is going to go away. You hear the Ran? So the Ran is saying this comments. You can even go ahead and eat it. Okay? The Gemara doesn't say eat it because it's not really called eating. It's not food. Your body gets some hana, so you can use it lashon hana. The rush there, psachim, however. Perek Bey, Simon Aleph, 20. Omer Rava, Chorcho, Chorzman, Mutu, Hana, Shafach, Hana, Kagon, Shanif, Lecha, Lekele. Right? He agrees with the Ran on that point. Okay? It means you ruined it, you burnt it up in such a way that it's Nifso, Lecha, Lekele. Nifso, Lecha, Lekele. Do me the pasha, if so, like bread that became moldy and edible. So, yei sherot sim lomar lav daf kahano duah din nami achila daafur baalmo. The Rosh was aware of the shita. He said there are those who want to say that's the Ran. Okay, he doesn't quote the Ran, but he says there are those the shita existed. There are those who want to say, says the Rosh, It's just the ashes, nothing. But, says the Rosh, I disagree with Omer Stopper. Okay, why? And the Ron's right. Even though most people wouldn't eat such a thing, okay, most people wouldn't eat such a thing, okay, therefore, you know, one crazy guy, but we call Makom, Kevin the Iyu Kochele, Usser. But if he would eat it, then it becomes Usser. Okay? Why? That's Akshave. Because he is now elevating this to the status of food. By the fact that he's willing to eat it, shows that even though for most people this wouldn't be called food, okay, for him, he is willing to eat it, for him it is food. Therefore, it's Tak Usser. Okay, now, for another time, if this is how do you balance Butla Daito, Etul Das, Roman Eldam, and a person's own approach, actually. Yeah.
They heard me on Amital, but that was issues with toothpaste and everything when he was in camps or something. Like people would sometimes smear a little bit on black bread or something.
Yeah. To eat it, right. So that's a question. Yeah. You know where this really comes, I mean, it comes up, I was going to mention it later, but you know, we'll say it again. But it comes up, this is the whole issue on Pesach of medications. Okay, all the whole issue with medicines and other things like that. You know, I'm sure they give out booklets and sheets and tell you what medicine's okay, not okay, and so on. Most of them probably only kidneys anyway. But be that as it may, is that called actually the fact that you're eating it? Is that actually or not? You're not really eating it, it's medicine. But that's part of the issue, right? And some people would do it. You go by some people, and let's say pure alcohol. You know, so some drunkard, some alcoholic. Well, drink it. The average person, when you have alcohol in your medicine cabinet used for treating wounds, okay, I don't know who would drink that, okay, I don't know. But on the other hand, someone's alcoholic, so do we, for that person, so you're not going to say that we're going to determine halacha based on that guy, okay, but for him, the question will be actually, so it relates to that same question, yes, okay, I didn't hear about it, but yeah, it's the same, it has some flavor to it. So that's the issue of actually, so that's what the, yeah, and so others say Bachil Elo, he quotes the Rav Barzilai. Anyway, so again, it's interesting to distinguish when do we say Batla Daito. For example, there is a question, to my Pesach, I'll just mention, there's a question about, you know, can you use grape juice for the Arba Kosos? Okay, you use grape juice, or you have to use wine. And whatever, a person who doesn't like wine that much, I personally don't care for wine, being honest. I much prefer grape juice wine. I'm not a wine drinker. I use wine for Kiddush and for, you know, for Arba Kosos and for Purim, whatever. But other than that, I prefer to have grape juice. I've never gone to a restaurant and order a cup of wine. That doesn't do it for me. Okay, so, but people like wine, obviously. You know, to me, you know, we have wine at the table. I can't tell the difference in this type and that type. And to me, they all taste like mouthwash. I don't like it. But anyway, be that as it may. So the question is, what about the Arba Kosos? So Rav Moshe Feinstein felt that since the Arba Kosos have to have a, you know, like chashivas to it, toast and so on and so forth. So you never go to a fancy dinner or a bar mitzvah when they make a toast, they take out grape juice. Make a toast on champagne, right? So it's got to be chashiv. So therefore, Rav Moshe said, even though you may not like grape juice so much, you're both a daito. Most people do. Okay. The other posts, including Salvation and Rahab Kalas, said, no, the whole idea is to use Arba Kosos. If you like grape juice, I think I'm a focus. But that's a question whether it goes by the individual or it goes by what people think. Anyway, but for our purposes, we have machlokas, the Ran and the Rosh, okay, whether or not this chometz is which the Gemara says is mutar b'hana, is it also mutar b'achil or not? This chometz, which was burnt up past the point that a dog would eat it, is the fact that you eat it, is that enough? The Rambam in the Chos Chometz Matzah Par Gimel Alach Yud Aleph. I don't have to read the whole thing, but the Rambam writes. He just writes. He doesn't tell us. He just writes on the third line. Vimsarfo kodem shashishes. Right. That's his line. Haritz muta lehamos. Okay. The Rambam says it's muta b'hanah, but he doesn't tell us whether it's muta b'achil or not. So the Shulchan Aruch also in Siman Tov Mem Beis, in Siman Tov Mem Beis of Arachaim Siftes, writes Chometz. Shenis afesh kodem zman isuro, chametz that got spoiled, or mildewy or whatever, moldy, kodem zman isuro, before the zman of isur, compared to v'nifsal me'achilas hakelav, and it became, you know, inedible even for dog. Oh, shesarfu ba'esh Kodesh Bano, or he burnt it before him, Benechrav, and now it becomes so burnt up, I'd say, ain't a royal kelab, if you don't want to eat it. Okay, other things he may have done. Mutter lekaimo bepesach. You're allowed to keep it on Pesach. There's no way, so I know. Again, he doesn't say we're allowed to eat it. So the Taz right away says over there, in our Chaim, some tough men base, you got has, mutter lekaimo lechil osir. Why? Afa gav de ain't a royal achila, it's not normally edible. Mikol makom, iu akshavay lechila, ken kosav rosh. So the Taz says we pass like the rosh, that it's osir to eat. Okay? Now, but nearly the day, the Vada Echiv Deraisav is there. Okay, it's not a Deraisav, but it's actually, it's at least a Rabbanon, and it's awesome. Okay? And that's how the Mishnah Berurah says as well. It's in Kotten Mem Gimel. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah writes, Mutter Lekhaim over Pesach, Vu Adin, the Mutter Hano, Mutter Hano, Vachilo Osu the Rabbanon Achar Pesach. The Alpha Gav Dachil Shein Ruhi, Dohar Nifsol Akol, Mikomokam Kaven Shehu Rotze Lechol, he wants it, Osir, to Akshavei. Okay, that's the definition of Akshavei. So therefore, he considers it food, and that's what I mentioned before, the whole question about medicine, the fact that you're eating, is that really, you're considering it food or no? You're just ingesting it for medicinal purposes. That's it. I don't know. That's the whole issue of medicine, you know, on Pesach and so on. Anyway, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But now the Mishnah Berurah throws in one other qualification. By the way, for a second, just interrupt for a second, look at the Bir Halacha. How come taket has to be nifsal mechilas akelev? Right? Well, usually we say if it's not fit for human consumption, then it's not food. All of a sudden, hilchos pesach, we need it to be, it doesn't matter. Even if it's not fit for human consumption, the dog would still eat it, an animal would still eat it. It's lav dafka dog. If the animal would still eat it, then it's considered chometz. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Bir Halacha there, it's in Tof Mem Beis. It says, ad she'en royal akelev, v'yafal gav, the b'shari surim, kol she'en royal achilas, odom mutter, shiny chametz, shafilu ain't a royal achilas, adam royal chametz bo isos acheros. Even when it's past the point of being edible for a person, but it can be used as an agent to be machmetz, to leaven, a leavening agent, to leaven other things, therefore it's asur. Until the point that it's not edible by the dog, you wouldn't use it for anything. So there is this middle ground. So therefore, by Pesach, we insist that it has to be nifsal mechilas akelev. Anyway, but getting back to the Mishnah Berurah, he makes one very important qualification, which will bring us back to our steer that the Prima Gadav had raised. Okay? Remember what our question was, right? Here in our Siman Pei Zayin, Shulchan Aruch seems to say that bones, mixed with chalav, is also d'abana. It's a yisr basma chalav d'abana. Again, the bones for sure are also d'abana. Mixing with chalav, that's going to generate an yisr basma chalav d'abana. Right, bones, and they didn't seem to distinguish whether it was hard bones or soft bones. And yet, in Siman Tzadites, Shulchan Aruch says that bones that are dried out can even count together with the heter food towards the shishim against the iser. How can it be? Right. So again, one answer we gave that over there they're talking about hard bones, so it's got no, you know, connection to the basar whatsoever anymore, and therefore it can be starved to the shishim against the iser. Whereas by us, in the Shulchan Aruch, we're talking about only soft bones, except the Prima Gadav didn't like that answer, because it doesn't say that. Okay, the Gemara doesn't say that. It's hard to say that the word rakim that appears in the Shulchan Aruch is modifying, going back to modify the word atzamos, well, it could be. Okay? So therefore, we have another possible teretz. Look what the Mishnah Berurah says here. Again, this is in Aruch Chaim, some tough Mem Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Karpin Mem Gimel. He says, V'dafke b'zeh da'akshavei. When do we say akshavei? When the person himself does something to indicate that this is what he wants. Okay? He says that if the chametz, this burnt up chametz fell by itself somehow, spilled into a Michael, the pace of Michael, okay? Then ain less or lechalos macha the chametz zehu kafir d'alma. He says, when it at the end of the day, this chametz is this burnt up chametz is burnt beyond what an animal would touch. This burnt up chametz is afra b'alma. It's dust. So therefore, it falls into a mixture on Pesach. Not a problem. It's only a problem if you go ahead and demonstrate that it's an active act, and if you do something to show that you want it, and you're machshavit, then it's achshavit, then it can become usher.
So it would be usher for the alcoholic, but it would be usher for anybody else.
In that sense, yeah, correct. Correct. Because you're doing something, you show that it's actuary for you. Okay, now, what does all this have to do with us? So now we can answer our steer from before. Okay? In Simon Pei Zion, we said that the bones are usher, the bones and the bus are usher. In Simon said Tatsari Test, we said it's Mistarif to the Heter. So one answer was the Mechalak and Rachan and Kashin. But now we can say the following. Look at Simon Tzadi Tes. What is the case over there? Go back for a minute to source number 14. Orchaim Yordeh, Simon Tzadi Tes Sif Aleph. What happened? Chatichas Nevela Sheesh Bar Basar Vatzomos. Here's the magic word. Shenofla L'Kederes Heter. It fell in. It fell in. Meaning there was no act of Akshavei. So that's why over there, we're saying, even if it's soft bones, even if it's soft, it doesn't matter. Hatzomos or Yisur Mitzdar from a Heter. Because there was no Akshavei. These bones are now no longer meat, so they're mixed with milk, they got mixed with other mixture. These bones, even softer ones, we're not talking about the marrow. Again, I said there's a third level, the marrow. The marrow is possible. I'm talking about the bones themselves. You don't have to make that chilik and say, like we want to say before, that the Simon Tzadi Test was only talking about hard bones. Even soft bones, still, it's not akshavei. It's still not considered meat. And therefore, it can be takabi mitzarif to these bones from the Isser part of the meat, the Isser meat, can be mitzarif with the heter to be matal and shishim. Yeah.
Do we take into account the mikalei versus the
mikalei? It's an interesting question. I don't know. I mean, you'd have to say lo nichle, I guess. You'd have to say you don't want this, I suppose. That could be like a mental option, what you're saying. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's a good point. It's a good point. But anyway, I want to make sure one understands the chilek. So this is a different way to answer our steer. In other words, you don't have to come along and say that our sim is only talking about rachin and that sim is talking about kashin. Both sim are talking about everything. Over here, in sim tzadi tez, the language of Shukar is Atzomos Sugidim. Hold on 1 second. It's where is it? 14. Chatichas Nevela Sheshba Vosotos Shenofla like there is Heter. Okay, all it wants is Nofla like there is Heter. That's not Akshavei. However, our sim in the show, that's over there. Okay, it happened by mistake. But over here, what does it say in our Gemara? 14, our Shulchan Aruch? Our Shulchan Aruch says, that was 14, I'm sorry, that's that one. But our Shulchan Aruch is found in. Where is our din? Yeah, our din here, 8. Okay. Hamevashel Shilyat Atzomza. Hamevashel, I'm cooking it. What does that show?
Intention.
Yeah, Hamevashel. That's the chilek. Hamevashel, blah, 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 including Atzomza. Oh, Hamevashel, then that's actually. So then even the hard ones will be a problem. You know, then it doesn't matter. So you hear that? You hear the teretz. That's the answer. Okay, in Simon Tzadi Tes is not Akshavei. It was by mistake, and therefore that's a lashon 14 in Nafal. But by us, it's a Mavasho. Okay, number 9.
So he translates Akshavei as an intentionality.
Yeah, an intentionality. Well, that's based on the Mishabura. Okay, the based on that Mishabura, I mean, we're suggesting this. I don't know where I saw this. I don't think the Rav said. I don't know where I saw this somewhere. But it's not my Kiddush. But based on the Mishabura, because it says the dafka bezed the akshav, well nafal mamela, then there's no akshavay. So that's what I'm saying.
Does he have that as in kuta for all other areas of halacha? We see about akshavay also.
There are areas of halacha with akshavay. Yeah. What do you mean?
I mean, so he the concept of
akshavay
is it's not just specific to.
No, I don't think so. No, we have some chametz also we just saw, right? Well, there is too. Yeah. Okay. I mentioned before that this is the whole issue with regards to Pesach medications. Okay? Taking a medicine, is that also called akshavei? Okay? Pashtus to me is that it's not. You know, you don't eat it, although you could then make a chilek between chewable, flavored medicine and not. You know, where tshuva, sometimes you like medicine. You know, a guy taking a pill, he knocks it down. Forget about it, besides the fact that it's lo kedar chachila. But I notice I run to call that akshavei. I mean, you're not makshavei this food. You're doing it purposefully. I hear it. But you're not doing it as purposely for food. You're doing it purposely for whatever benefits the medicine brings. That's what I'm saying. Maybe kimachalik between a tasty...
When he's not being done necessarily.
That's true. I hear. Anyway, just in terms of that issue of oxygen or medication and so on. So back in Sin Pei Aleph, last couple of sources we'll do 26. Back in Sin Pei Aleph, talking about Yotzim and Atome, or Yotzim and Aser Aser, which we talked about Yotzim and Atome Atome. Yeah, okay. So it says Cholov Behema Chaya B'tmeya Otrefa V'tzira Umei Ragleha Asurim Kibsar. Other types of things, Cholov Tzira is a liquid that comes from fish, and Meiraglam is urine, okay, which we couldn't imagine consuming urine from an animal. However, at one time it was thought that this had medicinal benefits. Maybe still does, I don't know. Okay, so meraglim, of a person is certainly not considered to be, the problem. So, but a question about an animal. Yotzim and atomi is tomi. So that's the question of different yotze. So it says, meraglim, asur kibsar. So the, look at the back page. So the shah there says, I forgot to include Sukkot and Beis. Okay, Shach, I want to print Aleph and Beis. I left out Beis. He said the Machlokes, and some say Merik Lion, for Indian Refuah purposes, it is a question of Akshavay. Okay, so, and that's a big tumult, literally that. Just to finish up, finish it today. Because Chuba in Sukkot and Tesvav, Laos writes as well. So he quotes that same machlokas that we saw in the Prima Gadim back in number 13. And Sif Seidaz, Sukkot and Chom Beis. So Pesach Chuba here quotes it, Sukkot and Tesvav. He says, I am the Heritage, but I am the Shut, Shubisov, Charles Jewish, Shubisov, Minchas Yaakov, Shubin Tezayin, Betavshul Shal Cholov. He had a pot of milk, Shanim Tzavisov, Etzam Cholov. He found the hollowed out bone inside. Now we're concerned. Was this a full bone that had marrow, and now the marrow simply liquefied, melted into the milk, and all that's left is a hollowed out bone, in which case there's a big bus of whole problem. Okay? And the lecha samach betavshel neged osa chol shebetzem. We're talking about where the milk dish, does not have shishim against that hole in the bone. Okay? So the Minchas Yaakov wanted to say, Osir, the Sufik is the Raisa Chom. The Doma Basu Chal the Raisa. Right, the marrow is inside the Lotus of Shur meat. So we're not sure now, did this marrow melt out and got mixed in with this milk, and now it's going to be a Sufik Raisa Chom. Ayin Shom. But based Lechem Yehuda, that's based on Yehuda. Based on Yehuda, Shal Shur Shalos, and it's not a test. This Chitra is Hitim is there. The Lo Masakir Nisur, Lo Mashom Besom Chom. We don't have to now create an Isur. It's a jump to say that there was moch and it mentioned, we don't know, so it's not really a suffix, because it could be there was never there in the first place. Okay, Malobah Sakim and Yisur, that's a principle. You don't have to make up an Uyisur. Then he said, that's the result of it. I am Primogodim, Shetom Alehim, the Harikan, he quotes this Primogodim we've been talking about, Shetom Alehim, okay, the Harikan Mashmah, the Vatsamas HaKoshim, Blimoch Asurim, Gamkim Dabonim. Our simon implies, like we said before, that all bones, even hard bones, even without the marrow inside, is also the bone. Okay? So, what are you worried about? Well, the bones themselves are a problem. He was asking. Okay? You're worried the way you presented the something. Maybe it had marrow in the marrow, melted, liquefied, it got milk in the milk, so it's possible to call it. Okay? But he's asking, but 1 second, the bones themselves are a problem. According to our simon, okay, Pesayim, according to our simon, that we're talking about, we're talking even about all bones, even the dried ones, that it's a problem of us, we call it Rabbanon. So bone itself is a problem. I mean, without any, let's say it had no marrow, let's say we know for sure there was no marrow. Okay, but it's still a problem of us, we call it Rabbanon, right? So, it's also a problem. And anyway, So he leaves that as a question. But according to us, that's not a question. According to us, that's not a question. But according to the chiluk, again, we had two chilukim between Simit Pei Zayin here and Simit Sadi Tez. Is it soft and hard? Okay, you can answer this kasha by saying, no, it's not true. It's only a problem by us with soft. Okay, that's, in other words, go again. What's the Mishnah Chuvah asking? Saying, what are we worried about? Maybe marrow got into the milk. The bone itself is a problem. So we can answer, no, the bone itself is not a problem because it's a hard bone, and we're only talking about soft bones over here. Simit Sadi Tez was talking about hard bones. That's why it's mitzarev to the shisha. But we're talking here about soft bones, which you could say, which the people kind of didn't like. He said, it's not mashma that way. Doesn't say when the Gemara. Doesn't make such a chiluk. But you could make such a chiluk. Okay, then you have no kasha. But according to ours, also no kasha. Because what happened? Where was this bone? How did this bone get in the milk? It fell in. Meaning it wasn't akshavei. It wasn't akshavei. So you could argue, even if it's a hard bone, there's no akshavei here. Here? In other words, according to what we're saying, there's no akshavei here. Because the whole chumrah by bones is only if there's akshavei. Okay? Now you want to eat it and so on. So therefore, over here, it wasn't done b'chavonah. The very case is, remember, what was the whole case? Tavshil shel chalav shenimtza b'socho etzem. Right? Somebody found it. It wasn't put in there on purpose. Okay? According to what we're saying, there's no problem because the whole chumrah is only done b'chavonah to put the bone there. Okay? Then the problem is a possible problem of akshavei. That's why it's also there. Mashenah came over here. They found the bone. No one put it in there on purpose. So that's why we solved that problem that way as well. Okay? Okay, so we'll stop over here. We'll go on to the next tomorrow. All right?